In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Brian Gordon. Hello, Brian.
How you doing, Andy?
Doing great. Where do you live? What town?
Now I live in Mountaindale.
Is that where you're from, or are you just moved there?
No. I was originally Mohegan Lake, down, you know, lived in Peekskill, Croton on Hudson, you know, lower Hudson Valley, and just moved up here. The mountains suited me.
Wherever the gig happens to be, you are there, right?
Yeah, that's the way it goes. I'm over and across the other side of the river. I tend to stay out of the city as much as possible, though.
How long you been at it musically?
Where anybody would look and say he could actually play guitar.
Sure.
I mean, we're probably going about 40 years, so something like that. I mean, you know, I went the usual route that all musicians go through, you know, high school bands and things like that. And now primarily I do play with a few bands occasionally. One is the AM band that does a lot of old 70s songs. But more so than that, usually just it's a lot easier to be playing around solo at this point. You travel lighter, you get to do originals. It's easier to have people connect with your music when you're on that sort of a level.
So it's you, a guitar, and your songs, or is it other people's music?
I do other people's music also. It depends on the venue. I mean, if you've got a crowd that's listening and is open to not hearing Brown Eyed Girl, that's the kind of crowd you're going to start playing. And then next thing you know, you've got a room that quiets up and listens. And those are when the nights are great.
Brown Eyed Girl, the bane of every cover band's existence, right?
Yeah. Now it's Wagon Wheel.
You mentioned guitar. Was guitar how it started with you, or was it kind of songwriting first?
No, it started with guitar. I mean, I have an older brother that still plays. My father played a little bit, so there was always instruments around. Songwriting in one form or another came pretty quickly, though. You know, to write a few good songs, you got to write a lot of bad songs, and I've certainly written a lot of bad songs. I'm thankful now that, you know, I get a little bit of recognition for what I'm doing.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Brian Gordon. How has your musical goals changed over the years, your expectations?
You're not going to find me telling you that I'm on my way to Philly, you know, to meet with some, you know, big rock guy. I've come to the realization, I mean, the music business takes a lot of different facets. And, you know, I work regularly. I'm happy to work regularly. I don't have to send out press kits. People generally know who I am. And to me, that's a success. I mean, I get out. I've got people that request my original songs. I've got people that I respect that are musicians that respect what I do. And that's probably the most important thing to me. At this point, MTV is not looking for me. And I don't have a problem with that.
What kind of topics get your musical attention?
I'll tend to write about things that relate to me in my time. You know, I'm at this point a well-grown-out adult with children and bills and home issues and things like that. So a lot of times, you know, I'll write things that are autobiographical, kind of, or at least something that I feel that somebody in my age group or in my position would relate to. You know, I try and write about relationships and things that happen in life and, you know, just things that people go through every day, things that you can relate to, at least that I can relate to. You know, I can sing. I wouldn't call myself the greatest singer in the world, but, you know, I sing, I play guitar, and I write songs. So, and I can relate to an audience. And I think my big skill is being able to walk into a room and kind of get an idea of what an audience wants to hear or what they're in the mood for.
Those are the things that can only be honed over time, right?
Exactly. That's not something that you get coming out of the gate.
No. How many guitars do you own, Brian?
Oh, God. I've got to be close to 30. Maybe a few more. I mean, there's some I play, some have a sentimental value.
Sure.
Other ones are just for recording. And I get comfortable with one for a while, and then I'll change and move on to something else.
Oh, man, guitar players, right?
Exactly.
Let's talk about the song we're going to play in just a moment called On My Way. How did On My Way begin? What are the roots of that?
That would be one of the songs I would definitely say was driven by the music. And the lyrical content came out after that. I don't think it's an extremely deep song. You know, it's a love song, but I think it kind of touches on early 70s soul music. But the lyrics are, I tried to keep as close to something like a Motown song that you would hear. You're not going to learn any great thing about me or about life through the song. You're just going to hopefully enjoy it, and hopefully it'll give people the feeling that I got when I started playing it.
Brian, do you do live shows in the Hudson Valley? You got some shows coming up?
I'm going to be at the Roscoe Brewery in Roscoe, New York, and that's Friday the 2nd. And I'll be at Aroma Time Bistro on Saturday the 3rd of August, and that's in Ellenville, New York. York, and then the Sunday after that, which is the 4th, I'll be at the Long Lot Farm Brewery in Chester, New York.
And Brian Gordon, what is your website?
It's www.brian, that's Brian with a Y, Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N, .net. But you can also find me on Facebook, Brian Gordon Music on Facebook.
Brian Gordon in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD. Here is the song he mentioned, On My Way. Brian, good luck and thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Andy. Have a great day.